watching all the kids head out. Wow, it really empties out the church when the kids head out. This morning I want to talk about a few things, but I know that our church is filled with some homeschoolers. I grew up in public school, and so I got the blessing of pop quizzes. And I hope you as homeschool parents bless your children with pop quizzes every once in a while. So I have a pop quiz for you, and I really do want you to find a pencil or something and write down on the back of your bulletin or something the answer to this fairly simple question. I'd really like you to list for your own, you're not going to turn it in, this is just for yourself. As Thanksgiving comes up in the next few weeks, it got me to thinking, you know, I'm very thankful for our church body and for the people that we fellowship with. So I wanted you to write down three things for Sunday morning, specifically about Sunday morning, that you're thankful for or that make you feel close to God. Three things that regularly on Sunday morning make you feel like you are a child of God. So if you would take just 3 seconds. Okay, done. No, write it down as I talk. That's fine. Take your time. Because I wanted to talk today about service and about being a servant, about the things I've learned coming to this church and other churches, the things that the Bible has taught me. I wanted to point out, this is the purpose statement, and I actually somewhere had a copy of our purpose statement that's in our Constitution. If you don't have a copy of our Constitution, check with me after church or something. We have some in the office. We'll get to you. But this is specifically what the purpose of the church is at Grace Bible Church. It's, let me read through these. The purpose of the church is to glorify God, one, in standing unequivocally for the fundamentals of the faith as contained in the Holy Scriptures, two, in the edification of believers through the teaching of God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, three, in worldwide proclamation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, four, in the promotion of godly worship, five, in cooperating with such Christian activity as functions in harmony with God's Word, and six, in the ordination of qualified young men to the ministry until the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was looking through that and thinking about service, and I wanted to point out a few things that I take for granted often. Just talking about Sundays and the service that goes on Sundays. There are preparations for different classes and for different services, and I want to list these out for you. There are three children's early service lessons that are prepared every Sunday. There are two adult classes. In some semesters, we have three adult classes every Sunday. We have a sermon. We have the children's worship. They all just went out, and someone has prepared a lesson for them as well. Shortly after church, there's a 24/7 high school lesson that's put together for our high school Awana program. There are four separate Awana group lessons. You've got the Cubbies, the Sparks, the TNT, and the JV. In the evenings, there's a young adult college group meeting. So just on Sundays at our little church, there's 13 lessons prepared to be given at our church. Throughout the week also, we alternate between a men's Bible study and a women's Bible study. There's also a young men's Bible study on Wednesdays, and sometimes we have a Wednesday night study here at the church. So all told, that would be 17 different lessons that are being prepared. Praise God. So I'm thankful for all of those. That kind of covers one and two up above. Three, by the way, thank you for praying for Lyle. He's actually in Michoacan. And Lyle is just one of nine missionaries that we support financially, but we also support through prayer several others. And as far as worship goes, we have preparing for worship. There are six, at least six. I don't know the exact numbers always, but they're preparing for the praise team that get here at 8:15 on Sunday morning to prepare. And four others prepare for the hymns. We also have two greeters out in the hallway. Say hello to them. Hopefully they're saying hello to you. And actually have 10 other men, so 12 total that have signed up to serve in that way. The Awana program, Ron, I counted 20. That may be give or take two or three, but there's at least 20 people serving in the Awana program. And then 6 to 8 others that I know that are serving each week, preparing, building and grounds and cleaning the place up for us and just really being a blessing for us. So total, if my math is anywhere close to right, there are 50 people, individuals, serving each week at Grace Bible Church. And for our little church, that's really well. I actually looked up the numbers. Average in the United States, and I got this off the internet, so it must be true. Around 45% participation in churches. Now, that varies quite a bit depending on size of church. The number that I could get closest to our church is a church with members under 400 people, and they run around 60%. My calculation is we're right in the ballpark. We're right at, based on 86 regular people that attend our church, that's not counting kids, we're right at around 58%. So we're kind of normal. Do we want to be normal and average? I wanted to talk about service a little bit this morning. Mark 10:45, and this is Jesus' words. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. 2 Corinthians 4:5 says, For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. Service, and we'll get into the words here on the next slide, but I wanted to point out something, and there was a quote that I found that I thought was really good. It said that there is in the United States today, in the American church, there is and you can tell this is a quote and not from me because I use really big words. There is a corrosive contagion, or a disease, killing the American church. Quite simply, it's called consumerism, or the desire to be served. The difficulty exists because our collective imaginations around church presume our felt need should be the church's primary concern. I like the quote that they gave, kind of the analogy. They said, church, in a lot of times, is like a restaurant. You go in and you have your expectations of what they should be serving you. But a church really should be more like a potluck. You come in and you know you arrive knowing that you have an offering and you're prepared to serve and be served. So going back to these verses, what does this word mean? The first one in Mark 10:4 is diakoneo. About an hour ago, I had that down because I listened to it online, but I don't think I've got it anymore. And it's really a verb for serving, for sacrificial serving, actually, for serving others, not for your benefit at all. And then in the second verse, this is really the noun, doulos. Some of you may recognize a term from a doula that serves at a time of birth. A time after birth, serving the mother and taking care of the child for the mother's sake. And so these are the words that we're looking at, and this doulos really kind of has a term also to mean in time slave or bondman. It really is a responsibility you take for someone else's needs. In Mark, it's recorded that Jesus was asked the question, which is the first commandment of all? Or that first was like prime, the meaning the greatest in some translations. And the answer was, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. And the second is like it, namely this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And so if you think about how do you love God and love your neighbor, and really there's many ways, but service is what we're focusing on today in today's service. Christ himself modeled being a servant. He sacrificed his life on the cross for us. What bigger sacrifice or being a servant is that? At times, he fed his followers. He took that responsibility and upon himself to feed the followers. He was a teacher and was focused on the growth of his followers. But probably the best example is the one of washing the feet of his apostles. The verse that we're talking about there is in John 13, 4 through 5. It says, He riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. And after that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. A lot of times when we stand up here, we kind of miss some of the visual learning that we can get. And Christ really used the visual learning here with his apostles. I often missed and miss the first part of this. Always remember the idea of washing the apostles' feet. But he literally set aside his garments. So the first thing he does is he set aside what he's wearing and he picks up a towel and girded himself with it. It reminds me, Christ was getting ready to do the dirty work. It reminds me when I come home and I get ready to go out to work on something, and Kim always like, no, you're going to change clothes first. So Christ is preparing the apostles to really recognize that he's about to do the dirty work. And so here's the dirty feet, and he's actually drying them off on his own garment that he's now wearing. You recognize that Christ is teaching us what it's like to be humble, what it's like to be in humble service. But it's more to that, because in Jesus' own words, recorded in Matthew 20:28, he says, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant." See, when I think of the verse of Christ washing the apostles, I think often of him teaching us how to be humble. But in Christ's own words, he's teaching us how to be great through that humble service. And we need to, it's hard for me at least, to recognize that difference. Yes, we are to be humble, but recognizing it's through that humble service that we are great in Christ's eyes, in God's eyes. 1 Peter 4:10 through 11 says, "As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever." It's important that as we serve, we remember that we're doing it for the glory of God, not for the glory of ourselves. And I think that's important to remember. It's important to step back sometimes, and I'm speaking to myself here, to step back sometimes and go, that may not have gone well. Maybe I didn't even do as good as I should have done. And maybe I could have spent a little more time preparing or a little more effort at the time of presenting or working. And if I did all of that and didn't do it to glorify God, then it's like filthy rags. It's not going to benefit anyone. And so we should always do it to glorify God. And along the same lines, I think we can focus on in the areas that we want to serve. There's lots of good serving organizations in our country. The United States has always been a very giving country, and it still is. we should, as Christians, choose the ones that are doing so to the glory of God and focus on that. Another verse, Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So exhorting one another and not forsaking assembling of ourselves together. I found a quote actually by Billy Graham. Now, the quote comes from a question that's a little off topic here, but his answer was very revealing and very on topic. To let you know what the question was, is someone asked, what's wrong with just watching, can I just stay home and watch service on TV instead of going to church? And Billy Graham said this, and I'm just going to read it here. He said, yes, you probably would hear the same message, and I'm thankful God has enabled some churches to extend their outreach through radio and television, and even the internet. People who are older, and he put it as he is, or have health problems, are especially grateful for the opportunity to hear God's word and share in a church service in this way. But I hope you'll also stop and realize what you'll be missing if you only watch a church service on television. First, you'll miss the opportunity to be part of the congregation, to sing with others, and to give to God's work, and especially to get to know other believers and learn from them and they from you. The Bible says, but you also may miss the opportunity to serve Christ alongside your fellow believers. A vital church isn't just inward looking, it also looks outward and seeks to serve others in the name of Jesus. The most important thing I can urge you to do, however, is to make sure of your personal commitment to Jesus Christ. Have you invited him to come into your life, and are you seeking to follow him every day? The Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So Billy Graham points out there the importance of serving in the church, not just consuming and learning. And it's not just for the benefits of others, it's the benefits for us that we serve, because we're sanctified and we learn and we grow. He also points out, and I thought this was really wisdom on his part, he points at the end, but the most important thing that I can urge you. So he recognizes he's not necessarily going to convince everybody in his own words that they should be serving. But he says, to make sure of your personal commitment to Jesus Christ. Look at that commitment. Pray on that commitment. Think about what Christ has you to do. In case you're one of the few at Grace Bible Church that is looking for more opportunities to serve, there are these verses that you can go look at. Verses talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, gifts that God gives us. And they're good things to look at and how you can serve. But looking at that final verse that Billy Graham pointed out, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I know we're all very busy. We're all, many of us have jobs and are tired. But I would pray for you that you would be consumers. Not just be consumers, though, to be producers. If you have a couple hours each night that you're spending in leisure, maybe watching TV or something, then you have some time to be in the Word. You have some time to commit to the Lord and to serve in your local church or in other church areas. But I pray that you would do that. I would be remiss to not point out that Grace Bible Church needs you, and there's areas of service that are needing you. out on in the foyer. Can you see that? Sort of. Out on the foyer, there's a shelf that has right now four areas where we're looking for places for people to serve. Right now, of course, the one there on the left is Awana. Ron, you can always use more people in Awana, right? I mean, those kids are saying verses so fast that they don't have enough people to listen to them. And it's just such a blessing to be able to do that. Another one, looking for people to work just in what's called baby and bridal shower ministry. Just to be able to bless those families who are having little ones. Also, in fact, right now, this is the appropriate time to say this, the Children's Church rotational teacher. They're always looking for people to help out and give lessons up there. And then the room discipleship program is also there. Other areas I can think of, you know, ground maintenance. We've got a lot of men that are helping, and women. I've seen the women on the lawnmower out there too, so don't let me forget them. And then soon we're going to be revamping, upgrading, changing out all of our technology here at the church, and there's going to be a wonderful opportunity to learn. I hope I can learn some of it, but we'll need some help doing all of that. So I just pray that that you would think about serving at Grace Bible Church, and we would like to encourage you to do that. All right. This morning, on the second Sunday, we always go to the Lord's Supper, and we want to do that now. I just want to invite each of you. Remind you that this isn't just the Lord's Supper for Grace Bible Church members. It's open to all who are believers in Jesus Christ. If you've not accepted Christ, we would ask you to watch and maybe if you have questions, ask those around you what this is all about. But before we go into that, I would like for you to take a little time of meditation, quiet time of prayer, to confess any known sins on your part, and then we'll come together. If the men would head on up, that'd be great.